Hey there, welcome to Following the Truth. It's Tuesday, November the 17th. My name is Gary Zimak. Thanks for coming by and hanging out with me. Boy, we got some good news today. We're going to look at an invitation from Jesus that is something that we would be foolish not to accept, but yet, unfortunately, it's something we refuse all the time. He's basically giving us a gift, and it's free of charge. And for some reason, we don't take him up on his offer. I'm going to keep you in suspense a little bit longer. We also will be looking at the story of Zacchaeus. Remember Zacchaeus, the tax collector? I really believe both of these messages come from today's Daily Mass readings. And I think the message ties in nicely together. So Zacchaeus and an offer from Jesus. And this is something we can definitely apply in our lives. But I'm glad to be with you here on the program today. Hope you had a good day. I thank you for stopping by every day to hang out with me for a little bit. I want to always remind you that if you need to find out more information about my work, yes, I do radio for a living, information about my work, you can visit my website, followingthetruth.com, followingthetruth.com. Before I did this program, I was asked to be a participant. For some reason, my mouth is not working today, to be a participant in an online Advent retreat. You know, with a lot of speaking being shut down due to the pandemic, there have been more and more retreats, online retreats taking place. I haven't done too many of them because I've been really busy lately, but I wanted to do this Advent one because they wanted me to speak on the topic of weariness. Isn't that a good one? Because for so many of us, we're weary right now. I was heard from a friend of mine today who sounds like he's struggling a little bit. He's becoming a little weary. I have gone through it. I think yesterday I was a little weary about some things that were happening, some family issues. You know, my wife, my daughters, they're struggling a little bit. I think the pandemic is doing a number on many people. You can take it for so long, and then you eventually wear out, and you say, enough is enough. But you know, the trick is you got to hang in there. This is not the time to be giving up. But it's hard sometimes. And the same thing happens when we pray. We pray and pray and pray, maybe for a certain intention. And apparently sometimes it appears that God's not answering. And it becomes difficult to continue to move forward without becoming weary. But that's really what we need to do. That's what faith is all about. And the Holy Spirit helps us with that. That one of the fruits of the Spirit is faithfulness. Another one is patience. And that's what we need sometimes when it appears that our problem is hopeless, that it's not getting any better, our prayers aren't being answered, all of which are untrue. I mean, we gotta remember that through faith we believe that God hears all prayers and he answers them. We don't know when, we don't know how, but we do know he will answer in the best way possible. And as I was telling my friend today, when he was saying that he's struggling, he believes he's going to keep moving forward, but sometimes it feels like his faith and his belief in Jesus is strictly in his head. And I said, yeah, that's the way it is a lot of times. So I know I've said this on the show before. I'm gonna put that message out for you as well, though. If you are struggling right now, if you're praying for something, if you are almost on the verge of losing hope, If it seems as if your prayers are just not going to be answered, if it seems like Jesus is not real, or maybe he's not involved in your life, when that happens, what I recommend is that you resort to your intellectual faith. You know in your head through faith that Jesus hears your prayers and that he is involved in your life. So that's when I recommend you repeat that to yourself. Sometimes you have to say, Jesus, I know you hear me. I know you're watching me. I know you're with me. And you hear it when I pray on this program sometimes. So my message to you would be, if you're not feeling it today, that's okay. You can't control the way you feel. And, you know, that old adage, feelings are not facts. I use that often. I believe that. And it's something that I think you need to remember as well. Just because you feel a certain way doesn't make it true. You might not feel God is present in your life. That's okay. That doesn't mean that he isn't. It means you don't feel it. And that's all it is. So I would urge you to persevere to get, and that's, look, that's what I'm here for. I consider one of my functions here to be a bit of a cheerleader sometimes, to keep you going when you're struggling. And believe it or not, you might not realize it, but you do that for me as well. You do it through your emails. You do it through your prayers. You do it when you contribute to my work financially. These are ways that you keep me going, because I get discouraged sometimes too. I start to feel, I get tired. For some reason, last night, it was one of those nights when I just woke up at around 4 a.m. For whatever reason, I'm not sure, but I was awake and I didn't go back to sleep. And that happens sometimes, and that affects the way you think. When you're really tired, you can think a little negatively. So don't get upset if you don't feel God's presence. I'm going to guarantee you He is with you. He watches over you. He sees you. He hears you, and He is answering your prayers. But don't feel that because He's not answering fast enough or in the way you would like, that it means He doesn't care. He does care, and He is answering. Okay, so that's your little pep talk for the day. With that in mind, how about if we pray? Let's turn to our Father in heaven, who sees us, who loves us, and who is bigger than any of our problems. Okay, let's turn to Him now. Let's say hi to Him. Let's thank Him. Let's praise Him. Let's ask Him for what we need. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Father in heaven, we praise You. We thank You. We acknowledge Your greatness. We acknowledge Your power. We recognize the fact that You have created the entire universe out of nothing. Father, we recognize that You have created us out of nothing because You wanted us to be in a relationship with You. You love us with an unconditional love. And I know, Father, that You are hearing and ready to respond to our prayer requests right now. Well, first of all, we thank You for being here for us. We thank You for the fact that You are always available any time of night or day. And You always delight in our request when we turn to You with our needs, when we turn to You and praise You and thank You. We know that makes You happy. So Father, we thank You for Your availability. We thank You for Your love. And we ask You to watch over our family, our friends, us. We ask You to answer our intentions and provide what we need this day, both materially and spiritually. Father, I ask You to use me as Your instrument today. Please give me the words, guide my thoughts and my words on this show so that I can speak Your message and not my own personal message. And Father, please open all of our minds and all of our hearts so that we may be receptive to Your message for us. And we ask this, Father, in the most holy name of Jesus Christ, Your Son and our Lord, and who lives and reigns with You in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever, all together now. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Isn't it good that we have our faith? Isn't it good that we are not dependent on just the world and our own resourcefulness? You know, because that would get really, really depressing. Unfortunately, sometimes we get depressed because we forget that we have a Heavenly Father who loves us and who wants to help us. So let's try to remember that. I mean, that makes me feel really good. Again, the frustration comes when He doesn't answer as quick as I would like or in the way I would like. I mean, it does happen. We do get a little frustrated, but praying for patience is a really good thing when it comes to the spiritual life. Just having patience with God and trusting Him to do what's best. He can't not do what's best. He can't not be good because He is good. God is love. God is good. He really is. So anything that He allows to happen somehow can be worked for good. And He realizes that. And the trick is, do we realize that? Even when something unpleasant is happening, can God use this for good? Do I believe that? And I'll tell you, believing that is the secret to peace. I'm Gary Zimek. You are listening to Following the Truth. If you're new to the program, we come to you 5 days a week, 30 minutes each day, free of charge. And please let your friends know about this show. If you know anybody who might benefit from it, you can tell them about it, or you can send them directly to my website, followingthetruth.com. And also, don't forget to recommend my daily email devotional, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled. I'm getting a lot of good comments about that. Sometimes Sometimes when I think too far ahead, I get overwhelmed because I'm pretty much a one man operation here. And I write all my own material. I maintain the mailing list. I do it all. I've always done it that way. At some point in time, I've thought about expanding a little bit, but for right now, this is working for me. But if I think too far in the future, sometimes I do become overwhelmed, and I think, "Well, am I going to be able to keep this up?" Well, I've been able to keep it up for how many ever months that I've started this daily email, as well as this podcast, and as well as my weekly podcast. I'm just glad that the Lord is allowing me to do this and to connect with you in this way. Okay, so I mentioned at the start of the program the first reading from today's daily mass. This is from the book of Revelation. I don't want to read the whole thing to you because I just want to read an excerpt. I'm going to skip the part. Watch what I'm doing here. This is Revelation chapter 3. It begins in verse 1, right? I'm going to skip the part that where Jesus says, "I know your works. I know that you are neither hot nor cold. I wish you were either cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth." Because of you are lukewarm, he said, "I will spit you out of my mouth." I'm going to skip that part because I want to keep, I know it's pretty sneaky, right? But it's true. That's not the part I want to focus on, but we all need to remember that. I've lived a lukewarm life. My spiritual life has been lukewarm at best for much of my life as a Catholic Christian. It's important that we break away from being lukewarm. That's not the message I want to share with you today, but isn't that powerful? I don't want to be spit out of his mouth. I really don't. That's a very graphic and troubling thought, isn't it? But it's one that gets your attention. And because you're listening to this show, I'm going to tell you, I really don't believe you're lukewarm. You care enough to listen to the show. You want to get closer to Christ. That's a good thing. So, well done. Just keep it in mind, though. Don't let yourself lapse into becoming lukewarm. Okay, so what I really wanted to read was, I love that technique. Wasn't that pretty sneaky the way I got that in there? What I really wanted to read was Revelation 3, verse 20. I have used this in almost every talk I have given in the 8 years that I've been in full-time ministry. These are the words of Jesus. He says this, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, then I will enter his house and dine with him, and he with me." Hear that? "Behold, I stand at the door and I knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, then I will enter his house and dine with him and he with me." Now, you know, Jesus knows that we could benefit, or we will benefit, from his involvement in our lives. We need him. We don't always realize it, but we need him. He knows that. But still, he doesn't force his way into our lives. If we choose to ignore him, he lets us ignore him. Now, he's going to keep sending reminders, and he's going to keep knocking on the door. Sometimes he knocks pretty loudly. And these unexpected storms of life that arise, that's him knocking, trying to get our attention. It took him a long time to get my attention. You know, and over the years, he'd get my attention, I'd turn to him, then I'd shut him out again. But what he's saying is, I'm knocking at your door. And he does that through anxiety, he does that through a thought that you might get. You know, maybe I ought to get back to church, or maybe I should read the Bible more, you know, or maybe I should pray more. You know, that's Jesus knocking. And if we open the door and let him in, he's going to come in. And he's going to unleash his power in your life. I mean, how cool is that? And as I said in my email devotional today that I sent out, turning your life over to Jesus is not going to wipe out your problems. Yes, it's possible that some of your problems will go away, but not always, and not always as quick as you would like. But one thing for sure, opening the door for Jesus and inviting him to work in your life is going to take away a lot of your stress. And I have learned that even though the problems exist, you can still feel a ton of peace just by having this personal relationship with Jesus. And I have learned that personally. I mean, you can read my story in many of my books, find out information online. You might already know my story, but I'm somebody who always struggled with pretty serious anxiety. And I was a pretty discouraged and hopeless individual for many years. But once I encountered Christ and submitted or surrendered to Him, my life changed for the better. And I mean for the better. I can't believe sometimes, number one, how He's used me, because I just can't believe that He can use me to help other people. He's given me success with books. He's let me speak from coast to coast, border to border. And He's taken away so much of my anxiety. So please, open the door. Invite Him in. Every day. That's something we have to do every day. Continually invite Him in. Now, you know, it's automatic in a sense that when I have a problem in my life, I am pretty good at right away turning to prayer. But sometimes I freak out slightly beforehand to some degree, sometimes not so slightly, and I eventually remember, ah, yes, Jesus. It's not always instantaneous, but it's pretty automatic now in my life. That has taken a while for that to happen. So I encourage you to try to force yourself to remember to turn to Christ in prayer. And that's why I'm glad you're able to listen to the show, because I'm going to keep reminding you of that fact. He can work miracles. I mean, literally work miracles in your life. So there is no reason to ever feel hopeless. And if you think you can't overcome that anxiety that you're struggling with right now, I have talked to so many people who have emailed me or talked to me in person saying, Gary, when I started talking to Jesus, I was filled with such peace. My anxiety has left me. You know, so keep that in mind. He wants you to be at peace, and a relationship with Jesus is something that definitely brings peace. So, speaking of relationships or encounters with Jesus, the gospel from today's Mass is about Zacchaeus. That's an old familiar character. We've heard about him for many years. And this is a really good story of what an encounter with Jesus can do. Let me read this to you. Luke chapter 19, verses 1 through 10. At that time, Jesus came to Jericho and intended to pass through the town. Now a man there named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector and also a wealthy man, was seeking to see who Jesus was, but he could not see him because of the crowd, for he was short in stature. So he ran ahead, climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. Now here's the story with Zacchaeus. A chief tax collector, not just a tax collector, a chief tax collector. Obviously, this is a guy who was unliked because the people hated the tax collectors because they were taking their money and they were imposing a tax on top of the tax that was due to the Romans. So, and they were keeping that for themselves. So nobody liked tax collectors. Now, this guy is short in stature. So, you know, maybe people didn't respect him because of that as well. But here's the deal. He was seeking to see who Jesus was. And because he was short, he couldn't see Jesus. But he wanted to see him so bad that he made the effort to climb the sycamore tree to get a better glimpse of Jesus. And I think the first message here is, if you are looking to find out more about Jesus, if you want a deeper personal relationship with Jesus, if you are looking to get to know him better or to trust him more, he's going to respond to that. Because what you're going to see with Zacchaeus made the effort. And that's what we're called to do. Sometimes we have to work hard at getting to know Jesus, because we have a lot of stuff to overcome. You know, the message of the world is not that it's possible to have a personal relationship with Jesus. Most people don't understand that. So we have to overcome some obstacles. But when Jesus reached the place where Zacchaeus was in the tree, He looked up and he said, Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your home. Look at that. Zacchaeus makes the effort, and then Jesus responds. See what Zacchaeus did? He opened the door. And then Jesus came in. Remember that verse I read to you, Revelation 3:20? I will come in and dine with you and you with me. Remember that? Well, this is what's happening here. And Zacchaeus came down quickly and received him with joy. See that? Jesus was knocking on the door, and this was the knock on the door was Zacchaeus hearing about Jesus. He heard all about him. Zacchaeus opened the door by climbing up in the tree and being open to a relationship with Jesus. Jesus called him down and said, I need to stay at your house today. And Zacchaeus received him with joy. Now, here we go. The people, when they saw this, they began to grumble, saying, he has gone to stay at the house of a sinner. It's funny how people are. Jesus always reached out to those who are considered to be outcasts or the outsiders. And so many of those people were receptive and responsive to the invitation of Jesus, while the religious people, the self-righteous ones, they weren't. You see that? Jesus never failed to reach out to the outsiders. And you and me, sometimes we consider ourselves to be unimportant. Maybe we consider ourselves to be outcasts. Jesus has a special place in his heart for people like you and me. And you know what? I've always been one of those guys who was never noticed. Everybody would always overlook me because I was really shy for just about all of my life. I always find that funny now that I do a lot of public speaking and radio and TV, but I was always very shy and people overlooked me quite a bit. But Jesus always sees us, even though we don't think he does. So the people are saying, look at this guy, Jesus. He's going to stay at the house of a sinner. But Zacchaeus just stood there and said to the Lord, now listen to what he said. Behold, half of my possessions, Lord, I shall give to the poor. And if I have extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay it four times over. In other words, Zacchaeus had this conversion experience. He was changed by this encounter with Jesus. See, that's what happens when you encounter Christ. Not only are you changed internally and you get the peace that he offers, but now you want to respond to his goodness. That's what Zacchaeus is doing. He's changed. He's changing the way he does things. And he's going to start giving to the poor. All because he met Jesus. And Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house because this man too is a descendant of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost. Now, that encounter should make you and me feel pretty good. It makes me feel good. But see, we have to make the effort like Zacchaeus did. Are you making an effort? And look, you might know Jesus. You might have a relationship with him. That's great. But all of us, and that includes me, we all should be looking to grow closer to him each day. And when I read that encounter of Jesus and Zacchaeus, I'm looking at my own life. And, you know, as I'm reading it, I'm thinking, all right, what do I have to do? What am I not doing that Jesus would like me to do? There is something. I guarantee you there's something for all of us. When you hear a scripture like this, it's not, you don't want to read this and say that, oh yes, Jesus always deals with, Jesus reaches out to those other people, those sinners. That's true. But we got to remember that we're those sinners too. You know, the scripture should always point, we should always get something personal out of the scriptures as well as a message for the other people. So for you and me, like, what am I doing wrong? How could I reach out to others more? How could I be kinder? How could I better love Jesus by loving other people? That's the message, I think, from this reading. But this is a good news story. The fact that the desire to encounter Jesus was rewarded. And I think we can all learn something from that lesson. So if you're looking for him, if you say, well, I wish I had a better relationship with him, try. Open the door. Like we heard in that first reading, open the door, let him in, you know, let him in, welcome him into your life. Because too many of us shut him out, or we have the door locked, and yet he wants to help us. He really does. So invite him in, and you're going to see differences. You're going to see differences in your life. So there you go. There's your good news for the day. Before I go, what do we have, about 2 minutes left in the show? I want to remind you, first of all, if you have any questions about any of these things I talk about, always feel free to email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. But today's Tuesday, so I want to remind you that on Wednesday, I do my weekly segment on the Sunrise Morning Show on EWTN Radio. So if you're up early tomorrow, 6:35 a.m. Eastern Time specifically, I'm going to be talking about the final, we're going to do the final segment of the of our series that we've been doing on the fruits of the Holy Spirit. The final fruit we're going to be talking about tomorrow is self-control. That's a good one, because ultimately, for any of these fruits of the Holy Spirit to be active in our lives, we need some self-control. We got to control our passions or our desire to do what we want. And that's challenging. The beautiful thing about it is the Holy Spirit actually helps us to do that. So the Holy Spirit helps us to let him work in our lives. Isn't that amazing? So that fruit of self-control, you know, sometimes we have trouble doing what the Holy Spirit is telling us to do. Oh, you should love that person. You should be more patient. And then we fight against them. But through the fruit of self-control, which is another fruit of the Spirit actually helps us to do that. So it's kind of amazing. But the fruit of self-control, it's an important fruit, and a lot of times it gets overlooked. So if you want to hear more about it, you can join me and Matt Swaim tomorrow on the Sunrise Morning Show on EWTN Radio. That's going to be at 6:35 a.m. Eastern Time. Other than that, I hope you have a fantastic evening. I hope you'll be able to join me again tomorrow on the program. I plan to be back here. I'm not sure what we're going to talk about, so you'll have to tune in and find out. Listen, I'm going to be praying for you, and I would ask you to please continue to pray for me and my family. I would be so grateful if you would do that. Have a wonderful night. God bless you, and I look forward to joining you next time on Following the Truth. Bye-bye.